Yo, 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 live and direct, this is DJ Statics on Chillin' with DJ Statics. Today, I have a guest with me, got LA native in the house here.
Yo, 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 how y'all doing out here?
So yeah, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an LA native, as you can hear it in the name. I grew up in Los Angeles in the year of 92, you know, I'm 27 right now. And you know, I started in the game of hip hop back when I was like, 10? I was listening to like some old school De La Soul. And then I remember when I was like 5, my sister had Nas, The World Is Yours, and then she'll be playing Insane in the Brain by Cypress and The Return of the Threads by Delinquent Habits, you know, and whatnot. And I think through that, just kind of revolved around hip hop, and it made me just begin to be an enthusiast and then be more of an MC later on down the line when I started making beats.
Word. So yeah, how long have you been making beats for?
I think I've been making beats for now about going on like 12, 13 years.
Oh damn, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Tight, man. So today we're in MacArthur Park and at this community center, and can you tell me about what we got going out here?
Out here in MacArthur Park, every Saturday from 12 to 4, we have JUICE, which is an acronym for a nonprofit organization that's for the community with free programs of learning how to break, how to DJ, make beats and rhymes, and also graffiti art. And JUICE stands for Justice by Native and Creative Energy.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, it looks like you got a good thing going here, man. But fuck. I'm just chilling out here. I've been coming here to JUICE like here and there when I'm in LA. Sometimes I be practicing my break dances. Or sometimes I just come here and just hang out with an LA native in this. We have like a little space we have like a room.
Yeah,
like basically the beat making room.
Yeah, it's like a lab, like a dungeon. We're just in like the community center, the second floor, and
word.
Like we have the dance floor out behind the doors. You can hear like the break beats and you know all the DJ out there getting the cipher going. And then here we got, it's like a little preschool room. It says actually preschool room, but when you look at the sign when you walk in, it says Beats and Rhymes Workshop in here. With an arrow pointing, but the arrow's pointing to another door, but that door is actually a kitchen.
It's like confusing.
So it's like a maze in here, you know? It's kind of it's gambling.
Secret. Secret spaces.
For hip hop, you know? If you really see hip hop, you'll find it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, yeah. If you seek that shit, you will try to find it. Yes. And, well, it's like you've been working on beats. You've been working on stuff right now. And you have any current projects or shows you're gonna be coming? You know, you'd be doing
for shows.
In the near future.
Yeah, the near future. Like in the near future, you know what I mean? I got some shows coming up. You know, right now I'm working on an EP with some people out in Uruguay. So I'm trying to get that done. Trying to get that to the plate now on Spotify, and then as of now, I'm working with my homie, Honorare, and we're doing Codex Planet. You know, it's not official title of the group yet or anything, but it's just like Codex Planet is just an idea of something, you know, because there's a book called The Codex Seraphinianus, and it's all this amazing art, but it's from a mid-century Frenchman, and it's like a made-up planet, you know, like a made-up, not a world, but dystopia, kind of in the sense that's like chill, we can all chill out. And
this is like a sci-fi utopia in a way, yeah, or?
Basically, the utopia of like, we'll leave this dystopia, we're right here, and then go to the utopia of just being chilling and just...
Word.
You know? But, you know, we'll see what that's about. It's coming out, Working Slew, and then for shows, we got the Anderson .Paak show next week. On Saturday, November 14th.
Oh, word.
At the Park at the Limit Pavilion.
Oh, is that something he does every year?
Yeah.
I went there last year after Juice, and they were like, yeah, I saw a free Anderson .Paak show, and that was pretty dope.
Yeah, like...
And they were serving, like, vegan food.
Yeah.
I think it was free, or donation or something.
Yeah, the show was... is Anderson, he did it free back then. He did it free for the last 3 years. This year, you have to buy a ticket to get in.
Oh, word. Okay.
You know, but other than that, it's a good show. Even if you're just at the top of the hill,
you can still see it for free.
Like it don't matter. You know what I mean? Like it's the community, it's still the park. You know.
But no, yeah, you know, I totally understand. You know, you gotta support yourself. You know, and kind of put money back into the it's like an investment in a way. Yeah.
And then I got in the show on the. Oh, that's the 15th. That's the 15th. November 15th. I made a mistake. That's November 15th. The 14th is a Sella Hip Hop anniversary at the Boulevard in East LA, and that's where I'm performing solo at the just making beats, doing a live beat set and doing some rhymes of a current project I'm working on my own on a solo tip.
Tight.
I got confused on dates because I was just thinking about that, and I just saw the date right now, and I'm like, 7 days from now is a Friday, and it's a 14th, and it's November, you know, and then it's like, okay, November 15th is the day because, you know, I get confused on dates, you know, life.
It's all good. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, I've been to, like, a few of your shows. Mm-hmm. It's, you do pretty good work, man.
Yeah.
It's, like, dope beats, man, and rhymes, and, yeah. Oh. Well, you just kind of came out of a, you know, in the midst of a holiday season now, and just got done with Thanksgiving. So how was your turkey day?
Oh, man, it was cool, man. It was chilling. I just chilled with, you know, my sis and my just fam out, you know, just chill out and have some gobble, I guess. And, you know what I mean? And just drank a few micheladas and chilled out, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's the best. Yeah, I flew back home to Seattle for a few days, and that was like the first time in a few years since I got a chance to spend Thanksgiving with the family and got to eat home-cooked food. Mm-hmm. I ate too fucking much. We can curse here. It's all good.
Food coma and shit.
Yeah. But damn. Yeah, I got too full. And then, yeah, it was good chilling with the family and just kind of, spending time and eating and then eating some more.
Yeah, fucking. See the... It's a shit why you don't get high, because you kind of forget shit right now. Like, I just kind of like switching dates. And what I mean by date is, like, the show is on a Saturday the 14th. I checked the calendar because I'm dumb. And then the show is not on the Sunday the 15th. It's Saturday the 14th, the Anderson .Paak show. And then the Silla Hip Hop is on the 13th, the Friday.
Okay.
I just, you know, working at work,
13th.
You know.
13th. Oh, shit.
You
okay.
know, so when you go to, it's because, you know, when you're working, then you get back into work and you have it a week off. You're just kind of like, damn, like, I forgot some shit. Like, you're like, it threw you off, and then you're back to work, and it's like, oh, fuck, we're back in. Nah, but other than that, like, I ate too much as well on Thanksgiving. That's why it's like, I had too much fun. That's why I forgot about dates. I was like, my brain right now, since we came back to work this week, is kind of like roller coaster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of tough trying to get back into the swing of things after, you know, a holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I've asked you this question yet, but, did you, you've lived in L.A. all your life, right?
Yeah, my whole life.
Yeah. And whereabouts in L.A.?
I grew up in various parts of L.A. That's why I can't really pretendly say a city, but I grew up in South Central, MacArthur Park, the downtown, even Echo Park, Glendale, per se, the Valley, not the Valley, but like little portions of the Valley, like Van Nuys cuts, like for like a half a year with fam just because they get it back together and then back to the city again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as I got older, I just ended up moving state to state, you feel me? Like just... back and forth. I was born and raised and grew up here, but I do often leave and go other places, but not for a long period of time.
Word.
I lived in the South for like 2 years,
Wow, cool. That's crazy. What part of the South?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, hey, ATL.
Yeah, man, it was cracking.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine the scene there is pretty dope too and stuff. Crazy.
At the time, there was like, it was like 2012, 2013.
Okay.
And I thought about the scene and I seen it and it's just like, you could hear that Atlanta's really still one of the many states that, one of the very few states that still plays hip hop on radio, like, plays some dope shit. Like, they still play that old school hip hop. They play that early 90s, mid 90s, 2000s.
Basically golden era.
And then some stations play nothing but trap. So like all day you're hearing is rap.
That southern trap. Yeah, with a southern twist too.
And then they got them old school oldies, you know, them hard hitting soulful like south oldies that, you know, you're like Al Green, you know, all them cats out that be like getting, you know, what's it called? Al Green, what's his name? Isaac Hayes. Man. Mm-hmm.
So what were you, in your travels out of state, what do you think your favorite place to live in was?
I say Atlanta, you know?
Okay.
Atlanta for sure, because it's like, it's almost like, places remind you just of LA itself.
Uh-huh.
Parts of it reminds you just how it looks when you go to certain areas.
Right.
You know? And then I've lived in Tahoe for like 8 months, and I like the way you can just ride a bike. You know, and get to the lake, and it's like right there.
Is it the California side or Nevada side of Tahoe?
California side where the lake's at.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I lived in the middle of it, in between, uh-huh. And that shit was crazy. It's like one side I can go gamble and stay up all night and drink, and then the other side I have to be responsible and be an adult, and you know, I have to grow up. You know, yeah. One side's fun and games, the other one's like some
Nevada.
Bullshit. You hear me? We got someone walking in the room.
Oh, what? Who is this guy?
We have some visitors who wanted to sit on your podcast.
Oh. Oh, okay.
But I'll be a part of it too.
Yeah. Oh man, right,
who is this guy here? This is, so we got Gil Guillotine.
There's back there for you guys.
AKA What was your nick? Because these guys did a show like earlier today. Right. What was Gil's nickname?
Oh man, Woody Harrelson, AKA Rob Deere.
Gil Guillotine, AKA Woody Harrelson. This is a Woody Harrelson that could do hip hop, b-boy and shit.
Yes, that's me. Here I am.
Yeah. Let me adjust our shit here.
All right.
Okay, so man, how was your day, Gil?
It was cool. So far, so good. We just did a nice public show for the Korean Youth Community Center out there in Koreatown. That was actually at, what was it, Wilton Place Elementary. Yeah, they had a little carnival there, holiday carnival, and lots of kids and families, and it was really beautiful, man. You know, this is the community where we work in, so it was really cool to get to see everybody and connect with them and show them what we do and see the response. Was really cool.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
So I asked LA Native was What about himself? So yeah, could you tell the viewers a little bit about yourself, man? I know you. I mean, Gil and I go way back. We grew up. We met when we're both Seattle natives, and met, you know, when we were, you know, when he was up there in the scene. And but yeah, go ahead.
Long time ago. Yeah. Well. I'm from Seattle, Washington. I'm a professional b-boy and graffiti artist.
Yep.
I know those terms may sound very contradicting, professional and b-boy, or professional and graffiti artist, but that's actually what I do. You know, I'm from Seattle. After Seattle, I lived in Hawaii. I've lived here in Los Angeles now for 8 years. I work for nonprofit organizations. I also work in education in the school systems and also in a college. And I also do work in the entertainment industry as a dancer and performer and artist as well. So
yep.
I'm really proud the level of work that I've been able to do. You know, like I said, coming from a background of really being a b-boy and a graffiti writer,
mm-hmm.
And doing this culture for real, and now getting to teach people about it in all different venues all over the world, even being a cultural ambassador to other countries like Guatemala and Ecuador. So I've had a lot of great opportunities which have come my way, and fortunately, mostly I have been pretty well prepared for those and really tried my best to make the most out of it and keep spreading hip-hop and keep loving life, you know?
Yeah, that's dope, man. It's like,
hell yeah,
man. Being able to travel, you know, in other countries is just a trip, man. I've done travels in the past too, doing other stuff. And it's, whenever you travel, it's always a learning experience and life changing, altering experience.
Totally.
Shit, you know.
Yep.
But yeah, but anywho, like, how was your Thanksgiving, man?
It was cool, bro. I stayed in town. I just went to a couple different friends' houses. We're having parties.
Word.
This isn't Thanksgiving at all, but I like made some chicken. I know that's not a Thanksgiving food, but I made some really good chicken. It was really
well,
healthy.
When I visited, I told him I told LA Native earlier. Like I went back to Seattle.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving, and yeah, my mom cooked like Cornish game hen.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking delicious. Yeah, and my cousin, he cooked a Thanksgiving turkey. So we still had the turkey.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I ate too fucking much. You probably did too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, one of the parties I was at was like traditional, you know, white people type Thanksgiving food and also Japanese food because the couple, it's a white woman and a Japanese man who are married. So we had the best of both worlds. We had like sushi and sashimi and tempura and all this other stuff. And then all the classic, you know, Thanksgiving food.
Cornish game. No, it's like not Cornish. Like the I say Cornish game hen. This all in my mind, but the freaking honey baked ham and turkey and
stuffing.
Baby,
all that good
man.
Stuff.
I had the Filipino freaking Thanksgiving, so we had the standard like turkey, obviously, and then we had the pancit and freaking lumpia air roll. And my uncle cooked this. It's an oxtail stew.
Oh shit!
That was the best.
Dang, that sounds amazing.
It's so tender.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. But anyways.
Hell yeah.
You had the ube too.
The ube? No, we didn't have the ube. Yeah, but we got a lot of pies.
Oh okay.
Yeah, just pies.
Sounds awesome.
We bought
man.
Like pumpkin pie and this raspberry.
Yeah, that's
that
raspberry pie. Oh, so you hear, you know, we're really in the community.
Oh yes, we're really in MacArthur community. Park.
That means you hear little ghetto birds and shit,
helicopters, screams of human beings.
Gunshots.
Nah, just kidding.
No.
We also hear dinosaurs too, man.
Yeah, dinosaurs,
Tyrannosaurus Rex, raptors,
crazy clowns,
music.
You know, I think we got everything in MacArthur Park. You want a fake ID? You want to shoot some dice? What?
You need your citizenship? We got you too.
Yep.
Alright,
y'all.
Have a nice one.
Right.
Peace.
Yeah.
Hey, so, you know. So, what's good, though, man? What's good with it?
What? Yeah, I'm just chilling out, chopping it up. I always fuck up that. LA Native is, like, working on, like, a...
Yo.
Just dinking around with the beats. Spit. Yeah.
Chopping it up, dropping it up, dropping it down. Come to the school, come to the hood, come to the town.
What?
Come to the place, come to my land, come to my ground. MacArthur Park, we put it down!
Woo!
Whoa. Bam.
In the land of the free is full of...
Ooh.
In the land of the free is full.
Yeah,
in the land of the free
is full of free. Hard. Mm-hmm. Woo. Alright, damn, that's dope. Anywho.
Yo, that shit was ill.
Yeah, it's like you guys had already a full day.
Yeah, and it's only like 2 o'clock, right? Shit.
Right, yeah,
1:30.
What?
It's only like 5 o'clock. It's 1:30, it's 1:30. It's 1:30. It feels long though.
Yeah, I didn't know you guys had a show, and I came here like a couple minutes before noon, and typically when it, you know, normal Saturdays, I'm like, there's already a couple people here. It's like,
yeah, sorry,
this is weird. Where is everybody?
It happens, man. It happens.
Yeah, but you know, I just chilled out. It's all good. But anywho, we are just maxing, relaxing,
chilling,
bullshitting.
Playing with samples.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna wrap up the show here. But yeah, it was great of you guys to stop in, chop it up, and peace out, y'all.
Wait, hold up. Let me give a shout out
to
DJ Statics, my longtime friend. He's an ill DJ. Tune into the podcast every week. Don't sleep on my man. He's keeping hip hop alive. Yo, raw ass. P Filipino and Filipino homie from Seattle, Washington. Represent.
Oh, yeah. There we go. There's
that
the name. There's
official
the
drop.
There's the name drop by my homie Gil Guillotine. Yep. Peace out, y'all. Yo, so LA natives, social medias are.
It's a Instagram hashtag or // Elio, ELEO 818, ELEO, and you can find me on Spotify, and you search up L.A.NHV.
Word up.